What do you do when you're lonely and sad? What do you do when you're hurting and can't hide? What do you do when friends just walk away? What do you do? Oh, what do you do? Somebody tell me, what do you do when tears continue to flow? Do you do when you have no place to go? What do you do when choices you have made have gone wrong? What do you do? Somebody tell me, what do you do? Submit your will to the Lord right now.
This is what you do.
Don't you give up, don't you give in.
This is what you do.
Look to the hills from whence cometh your help. This is what you do, this is what you do.
Greetings. This is what you do. Greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Wednesday, July the 16th, 2014. So let us continue with the teachings for the month of July. We're in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 21. We are learning how it is that we as poor, working class, masses, proletariat, oppressed, black, brown, red, yellow, and white peoples of the earth, how we may become successful and overcome this system. We are learning in detail how we can be successful and overcome this system. To him that overcometh, we know that is he, him, and her. To him and her that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. This is Yahushua Mashiach Christos speaking to us. This is Yahushua speaking on behalf of the hydrogen atom, the solar power of the sun. That power given to the solar hydrogen atom sun by the Almighty Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yahweh, Yahweh, Father and Mother Almighty. To him that overcometh will I grant. Let's see the definition of will I grant. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 1325. Didomé
is defined as to give something to someone, to give of one's own accord, to give one something to his advantage. Sisters and brothers, we are the disadvantaged. We who are not the ruling class and ruling families have not been afforded the advantage of being a part of the ruling class and the ruling families. We, the poor working class, masses of the people, oppressed proletariat, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, have not been given the advantages that are rightfully ours, coming from the universe, as we live in the universe and have every right to that which is our allotment in the universe. When you study the word sin, African Hebrew and European Greek, compile the definitions, we come to understand that the Most High has embedded in the universe, the fabric of the universe, that it is our right to have that which is ours in the universe. And we have the absolute right to know who we are, our identity as children of the Most High. And so when the system places impediments in our way, causing us to be disadvantaged, causing us to deviate from the path that is our path to trod, to experience in the universe all that the Most High has designed for us to experience, all the way from land, wealth, and resources, all the way to education and health care, all the way to sustaining and living wage guaranteed income, all the way to friendship and love and companionship, all the way to knowing our identity as absolutely children of the Most High. This is our right. No human being has the right to deny you and me that which has been made a right by the Almighty Yahuwah, the existing Father and Mother, existing One, who has caused the existence of all that has ever existed, does exist, and will exist. Yahuwah has made it so that embedded in the existence of the universe is all that we need from the Almighty Father and Mother Yahuwah. So this system is a sinful system, because this system in the hands of technocrats in government and positions of power, governmental, financial, educational, and religious, these technicians working on behalf of the wicked ruling class and ruling families have committed a grave sin, a grave error, to deny us that which is absolutely our right, causing us to deviate from access to the universe and deviate from our identity. That is a sin. So Yahuwah, speaking through Yahushua, speaking on behalf of the solar sun, Christos, Ra, Eitan, Adon, is saying to us that the universe is working in one accord to give us that which will make us advantaged, to bestow a gift, grant, Give to one asking. Let have. Supply. Furnish necessary things. Reach out. Extend. Present. To give over. To deliver. To give over to one's care. To entrust. To commit. So we are to be empowered to care for creation and the universe, and the universe is at our disposal, caring for us, nurturing us, giving us gifts after gifts after gifts, giving birth to life and more life and more life and more life. The gift of the universe is yours and mine. To give or commit to someone something to be religiously observed. We must observe the religion of life. We must study life in the universe. Study how the sun and the moon and the rain, water, clouds, and the planetary bodies, how they operate to produce life. We must study solar energy, study photosynthesis, study how plants grow and how light in the minds of human beings cause spiritual, mental, moral, and physical, and economical, and political, and cultural growth. To give what is due or obligatory, to pay wages or reward. This system has robbed us of our land, wealth, and resources, robbed us of our education, robbed us of our health care, robbed us of love, friendship, and camaraderie, robbed us of the opportunity of seeing Christ in every human being that we meet, as well as Christ within ourselves. This system has made it so we can't be safe in our own neighborhoods, because those who are a little more disadvantaged never go to Wall Street, but come to you and me, maybe to rob and steal. But that is what the technocrats want. They want we, the people, masses, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, divided against each other because of the reality of our being disadvantaged. But the universe is here for us. If we would unite and call our wages and wealth from the universe and from each other to furnish, to endue. We are furnished with this grand universe given to us by Almighty Father, Mother, Yahuwah, to cause, to profuse, to give forth from one's self. Let me see what the word profuse is defined as. Profuse is defined as especially something offered or discharged exuberantly, plentiful, abundant. What is more abundant than this wonderful, magnificent universe given to us by Yahuwah, Yahweh, Father, Mother, Yahuwah, acting as one, giving birth to this wonderful and fabulous universe. To give and to hand out lots. This reminds me of the word sin, because the word sin is connected to a lot that has been given us. And when we are denied the lot, L-O-T, that the Most High has furnished for us through the universe, then we are dwelling in a sinful system wrought and pushed to and fro because of the hands and minds of wicked and sinful people. To appoint to an office. To appoint to an office. What is the office that we are to be appointed to? Are we to be the next presidents, prime ministers, governors, mayors, senators, congresspeople? The offices that are emplaced into a society so that the society may function as the society is to function. Prepare the babies and the youth and the children to take control of the earth and the universe and fulfill the office of child of the Most High, a judge coming from the mind of the Most High, a president coming from the mind of the Most High, a governor, a mayor, a head of a corporation coming from the mind of life. Every individual holding office must hold that office and operate and function within that office commensurate with the principles and characteristics and attributes of life, to cause to come forth as the sea. This reminds me of the waters of Noon. This reminds me of the scripture in Jeremiah 1 and 5, where the Almighty Yahuwah knew us, and that word knew is both ways. The Most High knew us. We knew the Most High. Relationship. We were receiving instruction from Yahuwah before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. That is before conception. You and I were already alive, living, having relationship with the Most High in the waters of Noon. And the womb of Nanet, that ground zero reality. Zero is not nothing, but it is the nothing that all somethings come from. So at that time of ground zero, we were living with the Most High. All of us were one. Every human being, every animal, every plant, every facet of the universe, all one in the waters of Noon and the womb of Nanet, one, no boundaries, no barriers, no distinguishing characteristics. We were all one. But then came the time in the process of creation that we were to come forth. And this is the spreading forth of the waters of Noon. When you research the word Christ and the etymological root words of the word Christ, you come to a word that has to do with a storm, tempest, weather, rain. Rain and water and storm, these are euphemisms and symbolic of the time of the coming forth. The cause of this coming forth is Yahuwah using the solar energy, using Ptah, the earth mound, the mind that comes up out of the waters of Noon and causes energy and motion. And Ptah calls forth Atum. Atum represents awareness and consciousness. And Atum begins to call the waters forth. And when we see the cycle of rain and water, the sun calling the waters up from the seas and the oceans and whatnot. They become deposited in the clouds and are released from the clouds. The moon also has the part that the moon plays in the pushing and pulling of waters and whatnot. So the coming forth, we have come forth from the sea. We have come forth from the waters. We have come forth having received the instruction from Yahweh, Yahweh, Almighty Father and Mother, acting as one, causing our coming forth, giving us a body, as we all are the word of Yahweh, Yahweh, the word of the Almighty, coming through the Christ mechanism as the neutron, and the proton is the father and the electron is the mother, and we have taken on the human nature and the flesh of the universe to come forth, to cause to come forth from death and hell, as death and hell are said to give up the dead who have been engulfed or received by them. So masses of people who are dead to all of this knowledge and wisdom and over, under, and inner standing. We have been cut off from this knowledge and science of the universe. Therefore, we have been rendered spiritually, mentally, morally, physically dead. Culturally, politically, ecologically, absolutely dead. Economically dead. That is not just black, but that is brown, red, yellow, and white proletariat oppressed masses of the peoples of the earth. And no matter what this level of death is, when we understand who we really are and our connection to the universe, and we can understand that connection through the study of the 12 zodiac signs from the African original perspective, as the Africans created the concepts from Almighty Father Yahweh, the concepts of the 12 zodiac following the solar sun through the 12 zodiacs, attributing characteristics, attributes, talents to every facet of the universe, so that we may see that we are the universe and that the universe is a reflection of ourselves, and that we are the image, shadow, form of Almighty Yahweh, and that through studying all of that, we would begin to grow into who we really are as magnificent gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. We are so far from that, it is death. We are so far from that, living in a system of hell. Have you not been listening to what Israel is doing to the Palestinian people, not to mention the Africans that are refugees in Israel? Have you not been listening to Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli governmental officials saying that they want to wipe out all the Arab people? Have we not already reported that the greatest and biggest and grandest concentration camps ever built in the industrialized world are being built in Israel to house every African and kick every African out of Israel? Churches, mosques, cathedrals, temples, you who support Israel are supporting death and hell itself. And as far as we as the masses have bought into the system, This system is death and hell, and we must all be empowered to come forth from and out of such a system of death and hell. To give one to someone as his own, an object of his saving care. To give one to someone, to follow him as a leader and a master. To give one to someone to care for his interests. To give one to someone to whom he already belonged to return. We belong to Yahweh. We belong to the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah. We belong to the existing one. We belong to that existing one that has caused us to exist. Yahweh is a scientific word. We belong to the scientific reality of existing and existence and living. Yahweh is the word that captures that definition in the African Hebrew language. We must be returned to the reality of existing. We must be able to create and construct government and system and institutions that will adhere to the principles of Yahweh living and existing. We belong to Yahushua. Many want to argue about the flesh and blood man, argue away. But the word Yahweh, the word Yahushua, Yahushua pre-existed any flesh and blood man. Yahushua is the universe. Yahushua is you and me. And many in that day and time stood up and became Yahushua, that's the masculine, and became Yahshua, that's the feminine, and stood up and constructed a people that would stand up based on the principles of health, wealth, prosperity, liberty or deliverance, and the reality of vengeance on our heads for not adhering to the principles of health, wealth, prosperity, and liberty for all. Yahushua is the universe. Yahushua describes every fabric of the universe. That is why Yahushua is our Lord and Savior, because the principles of Yahushua are our Lord and Savior. Health for all, health care for all, wealth for all, prosperity for all. Liberty is for all. And if we do not work on behalf of those principles, then we will have vengeance, because Yahweh seeks to take vengeance on the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families for creating a system of death and hell. Yahushua describes the solar crystals, that hydrogen atom, that hydrogen atom, which is called Christos in the New Testament and Mashiach in the Old Testament, and is connected to the anointing, olive oil, and white light. That mechanism that we came through to take on the human nature, to take on the flesh of the universe. We belong to these principles, these forces, and these powers in the universe that are absolutely life and living and existing to grant or permit one. When you want to be permitted to do something, the system denies you. When African people need to travel, when different peoples of the earth need to travel, the system denies the opportunity to travel. So we must be permitted and granted to be who we have been called to be. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.